papa, tita di tegba. Kolo pepe, kolo jegba. Kolo pepe, kolo jegba. Kolo pepe, papa, tita di tegba.
Collins, you're told not to do this. Collins, you're told never to sing on a song. You were told this yesterday, Collins.
If you could sing the song properly, I wouldn't mind.
No, this,
you
know? Okay, this is not singing.
No.
I was ad-lipping. Kolo pepe.
Oh my God.
Kolo jigba. You say jigba, I'll say pepe.
For what?
I'll say kolo, you say pepe now. Come on, let us make this fun. It's the rhythm. It's African rhythm.
Which African rhythm?
It's my language, my dialect.
Kolo pepe.
Kolo jigba.
Kolo jigba.
Kolo pepe.
Hey, Jesus.
This is something I'm very sure nobody in Lagos has heard this before.
No, wait.
Mm-hmm. If you know you have heard these slangs before, this statement before, Kolo pepe, kolo jegba. Call me up. I swear, I'll give you my salary for next month.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, go. Kolo pepe, kolo jegba. Kolo pepe, kolo jegba. Hey, kolo pepe.
Oh my God.
That's a
Raz.
It's Raz.
That's a Raz.
I mean, I'm a jungle man.
I'm the Raz.
I know, right?
I'm the Raz. I'm a very positive.
Sister, it's me here.
Hello. Is it your posh?
It's okay. Lagos, Nigeria. It's 8 minutes past the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here again with a lot of excitement.
That's right.
Your number one couple on radio. Mm. Your dynamic duo. Mm. The techers, they call us. And we are here again for another fun time on radio.
That's right. How are you doing, Lagos?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling great this morning?
Yep.
Did you wake up on the bright side? You know, I get to ask that almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you care, you know? So just tell us how you're feeling this morning. Mm. It's an amazing day to be alive, to be grateful, to feel, you know, good, right? And I hope that you're feeling good as well.
Right.
So let's help you feel better.
Absolutely.
That's right. And today's Techie Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we do it on Techie Talk?
That's right.
We talk everything techie.
Yeah.
Everything technology.
That's right.
And today's conversation is going to be a lot engaging because you're going to be sharing with us your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we all use. Well, not everybody uses this.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you're a road user, that is, if you drive, I'm sure that at some point you must have used that app. And we want to ask you, has that been helpful, that is using that app, has it one way or the other helped you to reach your destination on time or less on time? Has it helped you to, you know, I'm sure I'm already letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah. Right. Who put the cat there, sir?
I don't know.
They should leave this cat a little bit.
It's all right.
Anyway.
But first of all, you know the drill. You're going to tell us how you're doing this morning. Scream, what's up, Lagos?
Yep.
And then jump on the conversation. So, hey, babe. What's the conversation this morning?
Well, it sounded good to hear you say that, hey, babe, part.
Hello, I love it.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
I will reserve my babe now.
Hello, say it, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hi. She's about. So, guys, welcome indeed. Today, let's talk your Google Map experience.
That's right.
You know, as small as that is, we all know that there are certain innovations, technological innovations that have become a part of our lives, one way or the other. And Google, the platform as a whole generally, has been, you know, in the lives of so many people. And the Google Map innovation specifically, it's one that most people would say has been one great innovation that you can at least locate things. You can, you know, find, you want to go to a restaurant, you can just check your Google Map. And it's so real by the day that sometimes you even see real life pictures. You could go satellite, you know, and get to find out real life pictures. But now we want to find out exactly if you have used the Google Map before and what your experience was like.
Yeah.
All right. Now, just yesterday, I know. I had a conversation with. I always get to talk to a cab when I book a ride.
Yeah.
I always find out the experience. You know how much the technology is affecting them. And I've heard people say, if you follow Google, some people say, I'm following the Google map, or it always takes me to where I'm going. Some will say, it will take you to a wrong place. before the user on social media, I show you blocks in the place that say where he was following Google map. So what has the experience been for you?
Yeah.
All right, could it be because of the gadget you're using? Could it be because of you don't have the updated? I mean, there's so many factors that could be responsible. We need to know your user experience with Google map.
All right. For me, right, I also wanted to say I use it quite a lot, especially when I want to check the traffic situation.
In fact,
you know, when you use the map and you just impute where you're headed, right? Now, there's this red, very thick red.
That tells you that this traffic.
That tells you that there's going to be like some kind of congestion. And also it tells you the time.
The time, how long
you will get to
your destination
and things like that. So, you know, sometimes it reduces. For instance, I am supposed to get to my destination at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, you know, it gets further, it starts reducing to maybe 9:29 or even getting worse, 10:02 and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's... well, the map, or maybe the situation on the road at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the map is, or the map
it's
tends to calculate.
To...
Yes,
it's as if Lagos is confusing the map.
In
other
so.
Places, you can just do a calculation.
Like so.
But Lagos, unpredictability.
But for me, my own personal experience, that's been helpful. Has it been helpful for you?
On one hand, yes, it's been helpful. I mean, nobody will sit there and say it's not. It's been helpful. When you are stuck and you need to know what's going on, instead of calling
where
people,
you're going to.
Traffic day, they'll now say, no traffic, you now get that mid traffic. You could actually check the map and then know where you're headed to.
Mm-hmm.
It has been helpful. There are times that I'm trying to locate where there's a restaurant around the area. So it's not just movement. I can tell that, okay, this is where there's a restaurant, there's a hospital here.
Yes.
And I can even check the hospital, the name, even the color of the building, I could check that too. So it's quite helpful.
I don't know if it's people's your level of intelligence.
Okay.
I'm following the map. The map is taking me somewhere else. Is it that, I want to know, is it that the map misleads most of the time, or it's just you?
No,
you probably don't know how to calculate the route.
Uh-huh.
You don't know when Google Map is telling you a 50-kilometer turn right, and you are turning left.
Okay, with that, I'll go to the talking. Do you think that would be better if you had a Nigerian talking
to you? There are Nigerians who use the voices.
The voices.
So
people do not know how to change that, even. They don't even care.
I've heard a Nigerian, voice.
Which you prefer? Nigerian or...
If the Nigerian voice
take,
was...
Turn left. So Google it. Turn left. So Lagos...
If it was...
Epi Expressway. It's not Epi, please.
That's not...
It's not Ep.
That's not the Nigerian voice talking. The Nigerian voice will pronounce it properly.
Say Ekpe.
Ekpe, yeah.
Take left.
We'll pronounce it. But yeah, that's my problem. Yeah? But maybe it's for clarity, though. You know, when you're... Because anybody using the map is... It's a public thing.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't exactly understand where you're using phonetics and the rest of that. So they want you to talk in clear terms.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't blame the voice, the Google voice who is saying, turn right to Lekki Ekpe Expressway.
Which is an issue because we want to make it Nigerian. Hello, there are Nigerians that speak good English naturally, normally. If it's pidgin, let's know it's pidgin. All right, just turn to pidgin.
No.
Make you turn left. We know it's pidgin. Don't speak the English as if it's pidgin.
No. Leave
turn
me.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. As Africans.
It's as if it's Hala.
Hello.
As if they're shouting for you.
We open all our mouths to talk.
And that's a
that
fact.
That is the written. We open all our mouths to talk. So you cannot blame the person who's being a true what? African.
Okay.
So allow them to open their mouth to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And a big shout out to those who take advantage of who try to indigenize.
Indigenize.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
Okay, who try to localize? All I right. think that's a
that's
safer
better.
Word.
Yeah.
Or make it indigenous. Make their content and their, not just their content, their services and the product to be relatable indigenous.
That's right.
And we need to give it out. I mean, Google made that possible for you to be able to listen, even if it's Yoruba you want.
Yes, that's true.
You know,
that's
if it's true. Igbo you want to hear, you can actually get to listen to your local dialect, which is really great. And I wonder why we even local, you see, it's funny how that our local brands, they are trying to sound Oyibo-ish. You know, I've had to deal with people. I mean, do IVRs for people. IVRs, in case you don't know what IVRs is. Would you try to give an example of an IVR?
Go ahead. You started
no,
the
it's
conversation.
Important now.
You started the conversation, please.
Oh, yeah, come on, between now. Carry again, between
now. Sorry, sir. I don't like it.
Okay.
Stop bullying me.
Okay, it's not bullying. You're bullying. Okay, I'm not bullying you, really.
Yes, you just
that's, sorry, apologies. So, IVRs are like, you know, welcome to Nigeria Info. For information about What's Up Lagos? Press 1. That's an IVR. You must have encountered it when you call the company. So, you know, you have people say, I want it to sound foreign. I want it to sound... And you have to tell them, no, not be foreign. Not foreign I want to talk to. It's not Nigerian. Let it be sound Nigerian. And so for this on the Google matter, which do you prefer? Do you prefer it you being spoken to as a Nigerian or turn left to Lekki P Expressway?
I think most of the time, right? That could also be confusing to people because probably asserting street name is, you know, and maybe a Yoruba name or Igbo name. And you see, that Google map cannot pronounce the name correctly. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to hear what the Google map is telling you. And then you are wondering, hey, where is
EP?
Where is for instance, let's say...
That's a Minyan tradition.
But they still it's a lot better. I'm trying to look for a very, very local name.
Turn left to Lekki P Expressway.
So it could be confusing sometimes, and you know, until you really do know the name of that street, that you can tell, okay, this is what this Google Map is trying to tell me.
So is Google Map confusing to you or helpful? We'd like to know your experience. Share your personal experience if you have. If you haven't, at least you've been in a cab. A cabman has called you before, and now the map.
Map is taking me. Oh my goodness.
They blamed it on the map. So that's our Techie Talk conversation. Like we said, we're making it more audience participatory and also a relatable conversation. I hope this is relatable enough. And we try to survey how life has been made easy with Google for you or otherwise, especially.
All right, to access also the level of the audience that uses Google Maps. So if you. Yeah, just like we've been saying, share with us your experience. Mm-hmm. Has it been helpful to you? Has it misled you a lot of times? What has been your experience generally when it comes to using the Google Map? So feel free to call us up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you're feeling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Scream, what's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm.
And also tell us your experience. 0700-993-993-993.
And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. For WhatsApp. And if you're a lady out there, hello, ladies.
Hi, ladies. Beautiful girl. What's wrong?
You can call you can call this line. 01465-7190.
That's the number.
That's for ladies only. Ladies, 01465-7190. And if you're out there, you're a man. If I hear hello from that line, I'll lie to you. You just hear. You know, and well, that's great. The lines are buzzing. Should we go there?
Yes, yes, please.
We're live on Facebook, by the way. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
I'm Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Great. Victoria, where's your What's Up Lagos, please?
Yeah, I was expecting.
Oh, sorry. What's Up Lagos?
What's up?
Chest to life. Let's talk.
Actually, I'm driving.
Okay.
So every time I drive, I always want to listen to you guys.
Aww.
Wow.
The first time I heard about Tech Imagine, I was like, really? Was it real or was it fake? But really, I really like the two of you.
Thank you.
About the Google Map, sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's not good too. I remember one last time I used it. So I noticed that where, because I saw the place before I took my leave. Okay. When I got there, I noticed that the place had been changed. They had painted it again as they repainted the house.
Okay.
It was different. And so I drove past the place, and then Google Map just said, "You've reached your destination," and it left me there.
Wow.
So I felt bad. I also told my elder brother, I said, "No, I will use this Google Map." Well, actually, it has been helpful.
Yeah.
Right. Very helpful.
All right.
Very helpful.
So, which you prefer? A lady telling you, turn left, to equate, or turn left?
Anyone is good for me.
Okay.
Anyone goes for me. But the thing is that most of the time, when he tells me something kilometer, I get confused sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes
why should I should be measuring kilometers, right?
How do I measure? And when he says that, it'll be quiet. So you wouldn't know when you've gotten to your...
Yeah. So when you should make your turn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you for that, Victoria. Wow, well, more calls coming in on Techie Talk today, your Google experience.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, go talk to him, man. You know, they're Lagos. Connie is taking, they're Lagos. Andre is taking, and she get Lagos.
We get it.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. You guys are great.
You're great
you
as
too.
Well.
Let's talk.
Thank you.
About the Google Map experience, I think that Google Map has been my life.
For that's ruined your life? For real?
I think it's part of my life.
It's part of your life. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an e-hearing driver. He's the mode that I use it.
Mm.
Yeah, that was one experience I had with it one day that made me, even anywhere I'm going, even if I'm sleeping safe, I'll be using Google Maps to be sleeping safe. I was going to Oshodi. From a co bridge. So I was supposed to follow Western Avenue. I tried every other option. It was asking me to follow that course thing. And I said, okay, let me follow the Google Map now. I follow the course thing. You see, I rather me to come out from that Western Avenue, from the other side, from the under that bridge. I came out from that side, and I found out that there was a truck that fell. That was causing traffic. That means it blocked that Western Avenue bridge. Go from that Eco Bridge. So immediately I entered the road, and that's why only me driving from that Western Avenue to Ocean. It was so free. So Google Map has been great. It has been great. It gives you, it makes it easier to have different options of road to follow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For example, I stay in Festac, and if I'm leaving Festac, you have only two options to be Festac. Either you follow my two, or you follow Ago by Sele.
Yeah.
So if I want to leave, I will check my two, check Sele, then check the one that have lesser traffic.
And they follow.
I make my choice. So I think it has been great. It has been great.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your experience. We're going to have a short break at the moment. And then when we come back, we'll continue the conversation asking you your Google Map experience. Has it been awful? Has it been beautiful? Just share with us. That's right.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes. But also, I think we should remind them that people can join us on Facebook. Those who are streaming live on Facebook.
And I'm not wearing black today.
I am wearing black today. And I can see some comments coming in already. You can drop yours. And on Facebook, just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 Nigeria Info 99.3 at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, but on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you find us. You see the Techers live, and then you see Techie Talk conversation. You can drop your comments and also share with us your experience with Google Map. And that's it. We need to go on our break now.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back in a moment.
listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back, Lagos. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins Teke. We are the Tekes.
Right.
I was waiting for her to join me, but it's okay. on Teke Talk today, we're talking your Google experience. And a lot has been shared already. A lot of people have been talking. And I can see some messages on Facebook. We cannot wait to get into that. But you know, she says it's been a great experience for her. I say the same. But there are those who would say that, my love, follow Google. Google will mislead you. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to drive and find out what part of the divide you belong to as far as experience with Google Maps is concerned. 0700-993-993-993 and 0809-597-5805. The second line is for WhatsApp. The first is for phone calls. If you're a lady out there, Andrea has got a special number for you. A special number through which you can call as a lady.
All right, you call us on 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! What's up? What's up?
Cheers to life!
First-time caller.
Wow!
Great to have you.
Actually, I'm driving. I'm an Uber driver, a lady Uber driver.
Wow.
Yeah. I just operate my car so that you guys can hear me very well. I use Google Maps every time, every day, every second.
Okay.
Mm. I can't say where I am right now, everywhere in Lagos, so we drive everywhere. I can't say I'm here, I'm here. Google Maps is good. Sometimes it can mislead you as an Uber driver.
Oh, really?
I will ask them, where are you? They say, follow the map. The map can take you round, take you more than 5 minutes drive when you just a minute drive to the corner there.
Mm.
So sometimes the map can be right, sometimes the map can be wrong sometimes. Mm. But it's really right all the time, but at least it takes you the right direction, but maybe a longer route or a shorter route. Google Maps is my, even if I know where I'm going to, actually the way I use it sometimes, I'm going back home, all the time, all the time, you know, when I'm getting home, it's very good. Google Maps, but sometimes, you know, it leaves you. Sometimes, you might say, take the right, take the left, take the roundabout. You know, sometimes people don't understand the language.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, take the first exit, take the second exit. You know, but we are Uber drivers. Mm. We know those languages.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's language, there's, US or I think there's UK.
All right.
So, depending on what you understand, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Mm. Okay, great.
What's up? Okay.
Beautiful. You know, at the third roundabout, take the second exit. Which one is exit?
Do you know that some people don't know that there's when you get to a roundabout, there's a first exit,
and
there's a second exit, and there's a third exit.
Third exit is like you
going
turn.
Back. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? And I mean,
it's just English.
When you tell a person.
Take second exit. If you say, should I go left? Hello. Second exit. Exit. Out. Anyways, I'm happy that the last call I mentioned that, and which is very important for people to also understand the language.
Okay. And when I say it doesn't necessarily mean a U-turn, because sometimes it might be this.
Yeah. There's a place where there's an exit and a road.
This, yes.
So it could be confusing.
This, and then there's this.
Which is more annoying to you?
What?
When you book a ride and the person calls you and you call the person and say, okay, yes, ma, you booked a ride just a while ago. You say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And which one annoys you more? Is it them not responding to where you are? Also, where are you? Okay. Or where are you going to? Which of those
questions? I hate the where are you going to question.
Because you did the map,
it's on the map. I mean, I put in my location there.
Uh-huh. And you now say, at least where are you going to?
Again, where am I going to?
I don't understand. My request was successful because I had put where I'm going to and where I am. So asking that question again, don't you think it's a lazy question? Or maybe the e-hailing drivers can explain to us why they always ask the question.
Yes, maybe they should ask.
Because you don't want to go somewhere. It's not my business. Mm-hmm. Don't accept my stuff. My request.
Yeah, check it out.
And
see,
eject.
Okay, this is not where I am going to. You can cancel it.
The most times we're tired. Don't be asking me questions. Is it an interview? That's for me, though. I don't know. It's not an interview. And some people get angry because you say, check your map. They'll be saying, I want to know. Anyways, I don't know if you can relate to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's know your experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your Google Map experience. Has it been helping you with a traffic situation?
In Lagos.
Yes. Has it helped you with your timing, leaving the house? Has it helped you in locating your destination? Mm-hmm. To tell us. That's what we're talking about today on Techie Talk. Mm-hmm. 0700-993-993-993.
Message on Facebook, but let's take some calls. The lines are fully booked.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
What's up,
morning.
Lagos? Hello.
I'm calling from Bariga.
Okay, what's your name? There's a password, which is What's Up Lagos. I mean, you're screaming.
Okay, What's Up Lagos?
Yes,
what's up?
Chest alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Precious. I'm calling from Bariga.
Welcome, Precious.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, let's talk. You're live on radio. Mm.
Okay, so I want to talk about Google Map.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, to me, it has been so helpful, but at times it's somehow confusing, especially when all this foreign voice.
Okay, foreign voice.
Foreign voice is your problem, right?
Yes, it's so confusing most times.
Okay. But you know that you can opt for a local voice, right?
You can even opt for Igbo, Yoruba.
You know you can do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you should try that and see if it will be helpful.
Okay.
Is that all? Is that all that you're challenging? I mean, that's all that you're facing.
That's
challenging.
That's my only challenge.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. God bless you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest to life. Let's talk.
Good morning. My name is Betty.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome.
Betty.
All right. Good to have you, Betty. Yeah.
You guys were asking about the e-hailing and the platform. How the driver keeps asking you questions.
Yes.
Well, I happen to be a driver on that platform.
Okay.
The thing is this. When you request on Uber, for example, you're going to just tell the driver where you're headed. Just tell the driver where you are.
Okay.
Sometimes, I'm heading home. I set destination to my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sometimes Uber will not give me the destination I set. So when I get your request, I need to be sure it's the same route I'm going to. So I call you. I introduce myself and I let you know where are we heading. So that's because I can't see where you're going until I start that trip.
That means most times you don't get to see the location that is where the person is.
No, you can't
headed.
See at all. For Uber, you can't see where the person is heading to until you start the trip.
Right.
You can only see the present location.
But for boats
will tell you the area. Okay, this person is going to the mainland, or this person is going to this part of the island.
Okay.
But it won't tell you the exact address. It will just give you the
landmark.
Yes, the landmark, exactly.
Okay. All right.
So that's why you see some drivers, they will ask you where you're headed.
All right.
To be sure.
But they always ask.
And for Google Map, I'm a chicken.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
You're about to say something.
No, go ahead.
Google Map, when I started in 2018. I don't know anywhere in Lagos. I've stayed in Lagos all my life, but I don't know anywhere. But with the Google Map, I was able to, although there were some times I had to pass through one way. Oh my God, they give me that. Just to pass one way. No verse. I was able to use that. But over time, I was able to get used to the whole Google Map. But I still prefer to use my Google. Even when I'm going to my house, I still want to use that Google Map just to, the traffic situation or the advice. Take this road.
What road to pass?
Right.
Okay.
That was great. Yeah. Thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate you. You know, Dikwa had sent a message already saying that the reason those drivers ask where we are, just what the lady said, is because they don't see it. You don't see it. You should be talking to your guy, so you should talk to your host. Or you tell your rider that, I usually will not see your location. That's what I asked.
I think my problem with them asking this question are the way they ask the question.
So why are you going to?
You know, it comes off very...
Like,
I know we are all tired, right? But just be nice
when
you
ask
such questions. And also, I mean, since it's a challenge, I think that these platforms should address it.
Yes.
If your platform is not providing what
full information,
and it's a challenge, exactly, it needs to be addressed. I think that a complaint should be sent.
Or they should come here. We can help them. Talk to their people more, and they can also we can be the interface.
That's right.
Google Songbo. Anyways, let's take another call. A guy's message on Facebook too.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Okay. For me, Google Map has taught me to know what first exit is, second exit.
Okay.
Before, I did not know. So I have to listen and be watching my screen at the same time. You know, but you know where it can be confusing?
Okay.
When Google tells you, take the ramp, and I'm asking, which one is the ramp? Is it the one going up or the one going down?
Oh.
That one can be so confusing.
Oh, my God.
That's one.
Okay.
Two. Well, sometimes I was going to a papa. Google led me to a road they blocked due to road construction.
Wow.
I hit the end of the road and I saw that, wow, it's blocked. I had to resort to asking people around.
Wow.
Then I've had one time that Google led me. You can imagine Lagos Abeokuta Expressway.
Uh-huh.
Google now led you as you are busting out on that kind of expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Google now says, turn left.
Wow. Let you
oncoming traffic.
Oh, well, I'll turn right to. I'll go to Abeokuta. I swear.
You can imagine that kind of. But by and large,
yeah,
I've been in some inner roads,
mm,
and Google will direct me. I'll be like, this guy, I wish you. You don't know this inside road, but then. Be very careful because it can also lead you to pass one way.
Oh.
Especially in those areas like Somolu,
where
there is one way, not a good destination. So once you get to that kind of junction, just watch. Am I the only one that wants to head this way?
Mm-hmm.
If you are not sure, stay there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stay there. Don't enter until you have an assurance that
is not one way.
Enter last man.
Oh. You know,
Thank you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. I mean, like he said, Google has taught him what is
first exit, second exit, fourth exit.
So I think that it's something that would probably push people to to learn, to read about, you know.
No, yeah.
The language, just like the other caller said, the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's not the accent. It's not. We're not talking about the accent, right? We're talking about the language. The is it jargons now? Help me out here.
No, I mean the tone. Are you talking about the tone or the mood?
I'm not talking about the tone. I'm talking about the mood.
You mean the Google?
I'm talking about
voice.
The jargons. I'm talking about the technical words.
Okay. Oh,
the
I get
120
it.
Kilometers.
Terminologies.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Oh, Collins. Oh, God.
I was trying to check. I won't lie. I was trying to open my phone. I was trying to check Facebook comments. That's why I got distracted a bit.
The terms. Yes,
the terms that they use. Mm-hmm. So we have to learn the terminologies.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about some of these platforms is that they do have free teachings. They also teach about their products.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they don't get to promote. They just rely online to promote. Hello, Nigerians listen to radio. Hello, Google, don't bomb me. Bring some of these things on radio and then choose the right radio. You know, when they tell you that it's good, okay? Anyways, Ore Adeolu sent a message right here on Facebook. So most times, drivers don't get where the rider is going to.
Okay.
We see things like pick up this drop off on named road and what's up, Lagos. So he's making a case for why people ask that question. Ogun Fowokan Olubenga says, what's up, Lagos? Wonderful program. Wonderful couple. Stay blessed. We say thank you. Okay, Chuku, Godrich says Google Maps.
It's okay. That is okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. She's off your mic.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
Well, let's see very much on the roads in Lagos, and we're asking you to give us a situation report and also let us know what's going on in your neighborhood while we find out your Google experience. With a Google map, so far so good, a lot of story. The last caller cracked me up, even though I was trying to take a message and then this thing went off. It cracked me. What you should say is sometimes say Google will lead you to a place where, you know,
you'll
now be confused and say, okay, you take one way and all that. All right, Sammy said, what's up, Lagos? Google Map needs to be updated. Some streets don't open their gates, especially around Lekki Phase 1. And Google will take you through there. And, it escaped. Okay, it's Google will take you through there. And then you also, Google is yet to be aware of the Third Mainland Bridge is open. That Google is yet to be aware that the Third Mainland Bridge is open. This is reporting Lower Lower By, and that's coming from Sammy. Sammy Ediri sending the message. Okay. Godsin Kyle says, what's up, Lagos? About this Google Map something, sometimes it will not even get to drop off the drop off location. You know, it will tell you your destination, but you know, you'll be left whether or not to reroute again and get the right direction. Okay, it's okay. I think it's responding to the comment that has to do with why people ask that, where are you going to?
Yeah. We have a few WhatsApp messages, if not a lot. This person here says, this is Pius from Ogba. He says,
no.
I am on the opinion that, this was for yesterday.
Okay.
Let's see now.
I look like an epistle.
He says, what's up, Lagos? Very good morning to you. Cheers to life. I'm Godwin Pomikoto. Been enjoying your show big time. Thank you. And he says, on the issue of the map, the issue is more than not know how to use the map, especially for the taxi drivers trying to locate the destination. Most applications have refused to update their apps, especially the Uber platform. Nigerian roads are another crazy challenge we are having because of the disorganized state of our country. For a newbie, the map would take him or her straight to one-way road. Besides that, there are houses on some roads. Can you imagine that? And he says the original plan has been altered. I have had one experience. I was obviously facing a building, but on the map, it's a freeway. Wow.
Yeah, people are built on the road. Scatter plan.
Wow. And he says, aside this, I have enjoyed it to the fullest. One just need to be smart about it, especially in Nigeria, so don't fall into the hands of the opportunistic LASMA and their relatives. Okay. I think you understand what he's trying to say. So why are people building on the roads?
Hello. Festac, the whole of Festac town everywhere was built for 60,000 people. As we speak right now, it's nothing less than 2 to 3 million people that live there. Festac originally, so 60,000 people.
I thought they were planning to do this thing.
Planning how? We just expanded population. We didn't expand infrastructure. So the infrastructures are being raped. In fact, they should go to court like this is a rape case because you have millions of people who are using facilities. That's why there's no water. We won't give water. How many people won't give? No water. Lights safe. We have issues because the number of people that are supposed to use that facility have tripled or quadrupled it 1 million times. So it's a situation.
That's a challenge. That's obviously a challenge.
Yeah,
let's see. From Tara. Tara says, what's up, Lagos? Google Map is a 50-50 thing. There are times I know where I'm going and know the shortcut, but because I'm using the app, it will keep telling me to take where it wants me to pass. And this can be frustrating. She says, other times it has seriously misled me. Mm-hmm. I once got into a 4-hour traffic because of Google. She said Google Map.
Google.
As in Google Map.
G-U-G-U.
She said we'll never forget that day. And let's not start with Google Maps making you take one way. Generally, it's a good thing that I prefer the Ninja voice. So she prefers the turn left to Lekki Epe Express way than the turn left to Lekki Epe. Epe, you see?
Epe. Some say Epe.
Epe.
Epe, I don't think.
All right. There are a few other messages.
Okay.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, hello, Andrea and Teke. Collins. What's up, Lagos? Personally, I don't know how to read a map, so I hardly use it. For both drivers, I absolutely hate the where are you going question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person's also saying they don't like it when you ask them, where are you going? All right, he says, I mean, where else would you be going if not where I imputed? Okay, but we've corrected that. I mean, we have addressed that issue.
Yeah.
The reason they ask that question is because most times they don't get to see the location until they start the trip. So they are pardoned. So all
the platform should fix that.
Exactly.
I can't go too stressed on my own. I can't answer jam questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if people ask it with rights. Did we agree on the agreement? Say, okay, if you call me, I'll tell you where I'm going to.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just annoying. Mm-hmm. Now that we know, some people, of course, will not take it annoying.
Yeah.
But guys, ask the question with some sense. Don't ask it as
be
if...
Be polite.
You know, that's just it.
Be polite.
I know. If your previous rider gave you problem, you know, it's not this second rider's fault.
You don't transfer the aggression.
If you had issues with people before, I've had issues with drivers. I've had a driver who said he was moving slowly and there was space. We had this experience. Was it not 2 days ago?
Yes.
Was it yesterday?
Was it? No, 2 days ago.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday, really.
That I had to take a bite.
Oh, yes, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. The guy said, then bashed that one time, say, ah. I can't suspect so maybe the guy just took the car and never paid. Now higher purchase. Nobody go and bash the car with a higher purchase. The guy says not moving. No. I say, are you just driving in Lagos? Is it today people drive roughly? Move. The guy say no. Ah, slowly. And sometimes it's annoying. So we all have these stories. And this is an opportunity for you to share not only your Google experience, most especially, you can also share your experiences generally with everything that has to do with using the Google Map. What else do we have to take on now? Messages, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olumide says, what's up, Lagos? I use Google Map navigation extensively. That woman said he uses the female voice has never really stared me wrong. He says, one way in VI and Surulere, no problem for her. Never sends me in the wrong direction. Last week, though, she sent me round in a loop. I was very surprised. My faith in her, however, is so shakable. Shout out to you.
Some people are falling in love with the female voice.
Shout out to you.
All right, maybe we'll play that as before the show ends, but the calls have been jamming. Why did I say kudum kudum?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Wow.
I don't think this person is aware that...
Kolo.
We picked...
Hello? What? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Cheers to life. Yes.
Colin and Andre, now do.
Do.
As Colin mentioned Pestac, I just remember that of all the parts of Lagos, you see Pestac, is one place you will not want to use the Google Map. Because, you know, those, they are closed.
Yeah, and road this, road that.
You have not tell you, when you're at the end of the road, meanwhile, you have two ends there. And you're like, My husband, before we got married, when we were dating, we wanted to go to Pestac. I think it was in 401 or so to drop a clothes for a client. Then he said, baby, let's just drive. I said, no, let me just put my body, my bike, how I used to go and tell me, let's drive. And so we began using Google Maps. Then he got to a place, I said, drive, was it 200 kilometers? Oh, my God. How are we going to
calculate 200 kilometers?
When I'm going to use tape. happened? Oh, it's just gone. All right, it's right in time for us to bring you the news because we're live. And this continues right after the news. Stay tuned. Yeah.
I don't know if you're feeling mushy, but I don't know why.
I want to rap on the song.
Hi, Jesus.
She doesn't believe in my rap career. Ah. Looks like she doesn't believe in my singing career. Hey, but it's okay. It's fine. One day we drop song. One day. Oh my.
Don't.
The song said, welcome
can,
back.
I know you can rap. I know if you put the effort to, you can. I know if you, you know, write, settle down right.
And go got rap.
Would be able to do it.
But I want to hear the but.
It's not your calling, sir.
How?
You're just going to waste your time.
I won't blow with rapping.
You cannot blow with rapping.
I'm not a rapper, but a palm wine tapper.
Mm, you're tapping in front. I don't know why you keep bringing this back.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
welcome
if
back.
You want to rap, it's okay.
The last call, I mean, I can't forget. We mentioned about 200 meters. Ha. Do I need to carry a tape when I'm using Google Map so that I can start measuring 200 meters? You stop the car, come out, measure.
And then move. Mark it so that you forget. You mark it, and then you drive down to where you've marked.
Oh boy.
Welcome, Lagos. Mm. This is What's Up, Lagos. And then we are asking you to share with us your experience with Google Map.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's on our usual work day, right? You know, you step into the streets of Lagos with plans to navigate your way through your to-do list, you know, make it right on time, you know, to the comfort of your bed with your complete body intact. Lagos always comes with this. Some of the distortions that leaves you handicapped, perhaps totally helpless in some cases.
I mean, in a city like Lagos, where traffic is something you always have to deal with, mm-hmm. it is amazing how an app can indicate when there is traffic mm-hmm. on a particular road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how Google works. Yeah. I mean, it shows you that there's going to be traffic mm-hmm. or this amount of, you know, traffic or congestion mm-hmm. on the road, you know.
Let's say that's how it works, or that's how it's supposed to work. Because some people's experience now, it doesn't work like that. Some people say, forget that Google, forget that.
I think it works. I think it does work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in recent time, going from place to place has become very easy, if you really have to agree with that,
mm-hmm.
Because of the availability of the map. Before now, I see it. Maybe we need to sometimes look back a bit when we talk about technology and techie talk
mm-hmm.
and look how it used to be. You know, people, oh my God. You know what it meant to ask people, please, where is this place in Lagos? Before it was a crime. It was almost a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody would say, go left. Go left. You reach there, you see one mosque. You go left. Turn right. No turn left. Oh. As you go right, go left, go right, go left. By the time you reach there, you'll be confused on the left and right to take. So thinking about those experiences, you might want to say, oh boy, thank God for Google.
Yeah.
And that's why on Techie Talk today, indeed, we're having this conversation. Now, this is a brief history that we're supposed to mention just a while ago before we get back to the calls to wrap up this. According to Wikipedia, right, Google Map is said to be the web mapping service, which of course was developed by Google, of course, to offer satellite imagery, you know, aerial photography, streets, map, 360, interactive, you know, and all of that. And if you look at it from this description, you want to say, this is a great idea, innovative idea.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many factors that could be responsible for someone to get the best out of such experiences. One of them is, as small as updating your app is, as small as having the right software,
mm-hmm.
operation system, OS, on your Android or on your whatever device you use, that could be the reason you're not getting the best experience in most cases. We're trying to find out from you what your experience has been like, and you share with us. We have fun, we talk about it, and also learn.
All right, you call us 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that, 0809-597-5805. And our female-only line.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up now, and that should be
01-465-7190.
What's up, Lagos? Hey.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Who's online?
Yeah, Yeah, it's very big. I cannot see much of the driver.
Okay, it's great. Go ahead.
Yeah, this issue of Google Map, the thing is, people are very funny. People don't know how to use it, and they expect Dubai guy. I'm a driver. I'm an easy driver.
Okay.
And people can't use it, and they expect you to do magic with it, you know. The funny thing is that God is very, very correct.
It's very correct.
Very correct. Just that our terrain, they have put some flowers. Sometimes, God will tell you, when they tell you 300 meters from right, you have to set it. When you set the Nigerian version of the language, it will not show you. It will not show you the kilometers. That is the problem. But when you speak UK, that 300 meters, it will show you. At the 300 meters, you know, some people, when they say turn right, they go turn right. You know, when they say turn right, you look at the kilometer. Yeah, you will turn the right. But Nigerian version, we pronounce the words almost like a Nigerian way.
Okay.
It will not show you. It is not telling you turn right, turn left. But when you pick the UK version of it, it's true. The one that we pronounce is those funny, funny things you are hearing. When you say 300 meters, you look at the 300 meters, you see on the map there.
Okay.
Turn right, turn left. But people don't look at it, they are only hearing turn right. When you look, it's very 300 meters.
Okay.
300 meters, turn right, and so on. And another thing again is, when you are driving like this traffic, sometimes it's not the same thing. When you say turn right, before you drive into that right, you look at the road signs. Yeah, so when you tell you turn right, when you look at the right, you see no entry. So you will not see the map.
Say it's your turn right.
All right. Yeah, you also look at those entries and so on.
All right.
But aside that, all over Lagos, drive all over Lagos with it. And then another thing again, why we ask where you are going to. As much as this work is to take passengers around, it's also for you to make money. I will not go home and tell my wife, hey, I went to, you cannot tell me from Ikeja now.
Okay.
Go to Alagbade. Alagbade, go and do what? You can drive from Ikeja to Alagbade, you get 1,600. And you might be locked up in that place for the whole day. You might go home and tell my wife because you went to Alagbade, you didn't make money. You cannot tell me to go to Ikeja. I will go. You got to do what in Ikeja. I will not get Ikeja, I get locked. For the whole day traffic, I come out empty-handed with my roof. Well, I'm not going to tell my family and ride that with me. No.
Sometimes
you want to try to go to a viable place.
Okay.
There you go.
Viability. Okay. Alex, a lot of people are getting this understanding now that the viability also counts. But hold on a second. You can actually set where you want to go to. So that way, when you see a request... Now, that means this issue of not knowing where a person is going to the, from the driver's perspective or the, not the rider, the driver's perspective, the chauffeur's perspective, it's something that has to be addressed.
Okay.
It has to be addressed. And that's one thing I will agree on this conversation.
Yeah.
Let the driver know where the rider is going to so that the driver has the choice to either reject and or accept without necessarily having a conversation, because that create airtime. I can't call you or you call me and you can't waste airtime. Where are you going to ask? You understand what I'm saying? We should also look at that from that perspective. They should let the driver know where the rider is going to so that way they can choose. And the rider should be able to set where they are going to. I think some of these platforms will give you an opportunity to say, okay, I'm looking for a ride. I want someone to book a ride, book my car. But these are the areas I want to go. I can set the areas I am ready to go, or I'm ready. I won't go to Ajao. I'm going to the mainland. I've heard some of these people say this. So if you said that, if I put in my request that I'm going to Ajao, you see it there, you already know that this is not part of where I'm going to. You can stop it. No need for conversation. The person will move on and take the next. I hope we're finding some of the solutions to better our experience right here. We'd also have a guest.
Finally.
It's about to go down.
Finally. Since last month, Collins. Hey. I catch you for Lungu. I'm going to light you. They always light people. I'm going to light you.
I'm the lighter. Yeah.
Well, no, Allah. Of Lele.
Of Lagos.
Sing along with me, Daddy, my brother. If I sing of Lele, you go down. You say, of Lele.
Babu.
Collins, I wonder how you take grow up. I repay you. I wonder how you take grow up. I repay you.
Why?
Well, you are very. Don't let me use that word, child. Don't let me talk. We know how to take grow up, me and you.
I'm a jungle guy. I'm a local guy. Say it.
Yes, no worries, child.
Well, Andrea, good morning, Daddy.
Ah, good morning.
the amazing and the most beautiful neck, we no let the air fall.
Nice one.
I greet you.
Thank you.
Before going to the topic of today, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? Yeah, I sent you a message on Twitter.
Okay.
Because while I was growing up listening to radio, you'll be hearing the voice of the people and you have a picture in your head that this is how these people look like.
Yeah.
So exactly the same way I've been feeling about both of you.
Uh-huh.
Hearing your voice, I was like, ah, this Kellys will look like
like what?
Daddy Freeze. That is a picture in my head. And you look like this guy, Beverly Ozu. I think that is the picture I have.
Okay.
With your voice. So, and I went to Twitter to go and look for both of you, and I can see that,
wow.
You guys are.
Well, we look better, Abby.
Colin, you are handsome, but I'm more handsome than you.
Hello.
Hello. Take that from me.
Hello.
Take that from me.
Take it to the back.
Take it to the back. But Andre, you are beautiful, but my wife is more beautiful than you.
What do you want to talk before?
I don't understand. Is it a competition?
No, it's okay. It's even okay. But what do you want to talk before?
Let's go to the topic of today.
Let's go.
Where am I next? ELA driver.
Okay.
But the thing is that Google Map has really been very, very helpful driving in Lagos. And it will always be helpful anywhere, driving around anywhere in the world, because it makes driving easy. And it even makes it easier. And one thing that will make you enjoy it most, if you know your onions, like me, I used to tell people, it's not that maybe I'm using it to brag. There is nowhere in this Lagos now that you want to take me to that I will tell you I don't know. Nowhere. In this Lagos, I'm not talking about any other state, though, but this Lagos. But with the when I now joined Uber then, that was 2016. So when I joined them, with the help of the map, I was able to know more of the inner route. I know all the major roads. But with the help of the map, I know most of the inner roads.
Okay.
So it is really helpful. Very, very, except if you don't know how to use the map.
Use it.
That is when you might be confused. But it's very, very helpful. Yeah. And for the issue on ground about driver asking riders where they are going to, it has caused a lot of issues between the drivers and the rider. And the apps company and even the riders.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said the reason why the app company doesn't want the drivers to know where the rider is going is because of security purpose. Don't let us shy away from that fact. Because of security purpose.
Yeah.
Because they are taking the security of the riders paramount. Because if the drivers know where the riders are going to, you know, we have notorious drivers. They might arrange ahead with their guys that we are, I'm bringing this also person to this place who come there and what and rob the person. And at times they neglect the security of the drivers also, because we have had cases in this Lagos where riders will take drivers to an unknown destination and they will rob them. So they are fear to the riders more than the drivers.
Okay.
That is why I left.
All right.
That is why I left.
Makes a lot of sense.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That actually made a lot of sense.
In fact.
How come we didn't even think about it that way?
Because he was going to say it.
Okay. Yeah, so this
if I said it.
Yeah, this actually made a lot of sense. I'm hoping that this is the real reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very logically reasonable.
It is reasonable. It is, actually.
And because people don't pay attention to a lot of... See, when it comes to the connection between... I will just mention their name. The connection between Google and the e-hailing companies, you know, whether Bolt or Uber or any of them that are available. The connection between this... There's so many connections that have to do. The security, this guy just mentioned now, it's a major issue.
That's right.
And I've had conversations with e-railing drivers. I hear some of them have associations. We've spoken to them, and their complaints are the neglect of some of these platforms. The drivers just neglect them, you know, treat them anyhow, but pay attention to the riders. The riders themselves are not satisfied with everything, and they blame the drivers. And the truth is, the drivers sometimes will carry all the blame and the frustration. So by the time they're meeting a rider, they're already frustrated. So any small thing, boom,
Yeah.
They just pick, triggers them a whole lot. And I think that should be addressed. And that's why we bring such conversations on radio, on Techie Talk.
Yeah.
It's about better service delivery. It's about getting the best out of every technological innovation. And this is where it happens.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have a few WhatsApp messages. This is coming from Peter Pounds. Mm-hmm. And today's his birthday.
Yes! Talking about birthdays. Go ahead.
All right. And he says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Mm-hmm. Google Map does not know anywhere, John. I was going to one estate at Ikeja Ogba. Google turned me more than 5 times before I used my head. It should be speaking pidgin English, because that's English is confusing a lot. All right. Okay, let's see.
All right.
This is not for us.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, right. This What's Up Lagos is amazing.
Longest.
And it's coming from Kule. Kule screaming What's Up Lagos. I can't scream your scream.
What's Up Lagos?
He is screaming What's Up Lagos, and he says, what's up, Andrea and Collins? It's Kule. Google Map has helped me a lot, and if there is any closed street or road, it's not the fault of the map. It's the construction company that has refused to update it on the map. Okay. And it says, Collins, please, sometimes we need to ask where you are going for security's sake. He just mentions that again.
All right.
It says, one day you request me, well, I go show you paper, but I but I pray Andrea, I'm not going there with you.
You go show me paper. You apply to show me paper. I'll bring onions.
Satellite Town says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Teke Dimeji. That's Andrea and Collins. And he says, I have traveled from Lagos to Odiomu.
Okay.
Osun State. For the very first time with Google Map. Okay, right. So that means he's trying to say that it has been helpful.
You've used it for interstate movement.
Yes.
That's risky, Isha. So he says it's been helpful.
It's been helpful to him. That's his experience. He said, another person here, this is Ozzy from Germany.
Okay.
And he says, what's up, Lagos? I listen to your program when I can. Some people that use Google Map, I think they don't understand the English when they say second exit. Drivers in Lagos, they are terrible in driving, always taking one way. I think some people have to go back to school of driving to learn how to drive again. They don't know the rules of driving on the road. Okay. All right. Hadiza from Aja says, what's up, Lagos? For me, Google Map is the way, especially driving here in Lagos. It has helped me a lot with avoiding traffic. Sometimes I don't listen and get stuck in traffic. At that point, I'm like, Google, if Google was a human, you would be laughing at me. Okay. He said they have to work on updating it quickly. All right. More. okay, he says the two websites and the woman mentioned I could get the website. I need a website. Thank you so much. God bless you. Blah, blah. I don't think I understand this message.
All right.
Moving on. Larry. All right. Larry says I should read his message.
Okay.
Larry says, Collins, fourth exit is usually a U-turn, but Google will not tell you. And he says, take it imagine, Uber will not show driver where you are and where you are going until the driver accepts the request and see only your pickup location. He says, and more reason why most drivers ask where you are going is, imagine I have to drive 10.2 kilometers to come and pick you up, and you are just going to the next street, less than 3 kilometers. That's the more reason average drivers ask you where you're going.
So that means you are far from where the rider is, and to come and pick you up, let's say somebody is in Ijakonde, and you are booking the guy to come and pick you up in VI and take you to stay around VI. That makes sense. So you spend more fuel to come and pick the guy for a 500 naira journey. So yeah, I think these are things that people better understand now, because like someone said, it has caused problem between the riders and the drivers in most cases.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I don't know, we should be wrapping up this in just a moment. And to let you know that in the next 30 minutes, first we'll have our 15 minutes chat with a guest who's been here before, because with the old talk of the health issues and all that, we said we need to have a part two of that conversation on, you know, tech and medicine. So tech blends with everything. We're just talking about tech and how it affects us with the Google Map. We talked about how, you know, the ease it brings. Even in the medicine, access to health, access to health services, maybe a doctor and all that, tech is playing a major role. And you know, telemedicine, that's where it comes in. So we try to, for the next 15 minutes, talk to an expert. She does give us a few things they're doing. And also, you know, the overview of the tech and medicine, you know, partnership, as it were. How that can improve our lives. We'll be having that conversation in a matter of minutes, for 15 minutes, with a very special guest who'll be joining us in just a moment via Zoom, you know, live online on Techie Talk today. We also have our questions that we'll give you, play the game like we did last week. We'll ask you tech questions. So I think she's got a number of simple questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean, we'll have winnings for that too. And then we'll give shout outs for those who would love to do that on the show today. We'll be right back.